Next patient is Sherry Schanbacher. That is Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y. Schanbacher is S-C-H-A-N-B-A-C-H-E-R. S-C-H, S is in Sam, S-C-H-A-N-B-A-C-H-E-R, B is in boy. Schanbacher, Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y. Date of birth is 5/11/69. Date of visit 9/26/22. Please make copy for Rico O'Donnell, D-O. That's O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, D-O. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and snoring. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 53-year-old female who has had two episodes of near syncope. Has been snoring and has had chest tightness and palpitations. The patient had some postnasal drip and occasional cough, but denies any chest pain, denies night sweats, fevers, or chills. She had no recent chest x-ray or CAT scan done. And she does use an albuterol inhaler as needed. The patient has had no recent weight gain and denies any leg or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included the history for hysterectomy and history for cholecystectomy. She also had a ventral hernia and an umbilical hernia repair. She had right shoulder surgery and fractured left arm with ORIF. And also TMJ on both sides of the jaw. And she has had breast augmentation surgery and tummy tuck surgery and had extraction of thrombi. The patient was treated for diverticulitis and denies previous history of pneumonia. She has lost weight up to 150 pounds by using a keto diet. Next paragraph, allergies to morphine. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked half to one pack per day for over 30 years. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph. Family history. Both parents are alive and in good health. Next. Mother has rheumatoid arthritis. Next paragraph. System review. Patient has wheezing and shortness of breath, no abdominal pain, she has heartburn, and she has had cataracts. She also has bruising and enlarged glands. So joint pain, some muscle stiffness. So jaw pain and then I have nausea or reflux. She has anxiety attacks and has hay fever and eczema. Next, a medalist, Adderall 10 to 15 milligrams daily, Trazodone 75 milligrams, HS and Lisinopril 20 milligrams today, Bupropion 125 milligrams today. Next, physical exam, this elderly, I'm sorry, this is a middle-aged, averagely built white female, is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 104 over 60. Pulse is 80, respiration 16, tension 97.8, weight is 135, saturation 98. HE and ear and ophthalmic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Scattered wheezes toward both lung fits, prolonged expirations. Heart the atoms are irregular, asthma and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. And our extremities will no edema, no cap tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, patient number one, reactive airways disease. And number two is obstructive sleep apnea. Number three is ADD. Number four is hypertension. Number five is anxiety. And next paragraph, plan the patient down. Was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, CT chest with contrast. Advised to use the Ventolin inhaler to post QIDPRN. Continue with the other mentioned medications. Follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 2 months. I'm sorry, not 2 months. Approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for primary physician, Erica O'Donnell. Can you also add in the allergy list? Number two allergy is gabapentin. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.